Every day, American consumers rely on the cans, bottles, boxes, and plastic that food is sold in to keep them safe. In fact, scientists research how food packaging can help preserve food and extend shelf life. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's Health and Wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Joseph Hotchkiss, director of the School of Packaging at Michigan State University, about the science of food packaging.
Every package protects its contents, but what is it providing protection against?
Actually, there are a whole bunch of mechanisms by which food deteriorate, and packaging really has to be effective against all of these. Everything from oxygen, for example, which can deteriorate a lot of food, to changes in moisture content, microorganisms, including mold and things that would deteriorate foods, loss of color. There's a whole range of things that you really have to look at each individual food and then develop a packaging system which really attacks that individual vector.
What about the idea of foods interacting with their packaging? I mean, I know in your world, the food packaging is considered a barrier, and then there's talk of product compatibility. How does all that work out?
Absolutely. There are product compatibility issues. Products interact with all kinds of packaging in a variety of ways, and so you have to consider that. Probably the most inert of all packaging is glass, but of course you can't package everything in glass. Canned products can interact with the can. As a matter of fact, if the can is not protected from the food can literally eat a hole in the side of the can. There's cases where parts of the package transfer to the food, so there are lots and lots of food packaging interactions, many of which have implications for product safety, product quality, shelf life, and so forth. This is a major, we teach a whole course on this very topic, as a matter of fact.
Speaking of shelf life, how is that determined?
Yes, shelf life is a strange thing because people look at a date on a product and think that that date somehow actually means that the day before that product date, it's okay to eat, and after that, it's not okay to eat. However, in most cases, that date is actually put on there by the manufacturer simply on a quality basis. In other words, the manufacturer makes a decision, you know what, we don't think people should consume our product simply for quality reasons after this date. Now, there are some implications for safety. For example, milk. They put expiration dates on milk, and beyond that expiration date, there certainly is a chance for lower quality. And I suppose you could argue for some kind of safety issues. It's really a guideline, but they are not set there as safety. Food products that are offered for sale have to be safe, regardless of what the date on them is or is not on there.
What about the new approach to packaging? What is active packaging?
Active packaging looks at a product and says, you know what, the package ought to somehow directly help the product. Let me give you an example. Pre-cut salad. What has allowed that to happen is, in part, the packaging system, which actually, in many cases, contains tiny, tiny microscopic holes in it that allow that lettuce to breathe at a certain rate to produce the maximum shelf life and quality of that pre-cut lettuce product. So that is active. It is actively helping the lettuce last longer.
It's Dr. Joseph Hotchkiss of Michigan State University speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.